With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. It's a new report that is getting a lot of attention in Washington. It shows China positioning itself as an economic powerhouse. Here's Tayshia Stevens.
The Council on Foreign Relations released a report this week that found China is now a leading power in operating seaports around the world, as well as the world's largest trading country and second largest economy. China owns or operates a seaport on every continent except Antarctica. China became a dominant port power without becoming a major naval power, but CFR looked at China's port infrastructure and determined that many of its commercial ports could be easily repurposed to hold warships. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
In the meantime, President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping gearing up for their talks next week, the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit near San Francisco. Also at SRNnews.com, Tennessee GOP Senator Bill Hagerty concerned about the Biden administration's inability to handle the increasing number of hotspots around the world.
They seem to mess up everything that they touch. You know that. They seem to solve for what's worse for America at every occasion. And in return, they keep on doing things that are better and better for, you know, our enemies and our adversaries like China.
Hagerty adds the White House refuses to accept the reality of what's going on today in the Middle East.
You can't even get this administration to acknowledge the fact that Iran is behind all of this. And if anybody thinks that it isn't Iran's technology, that it isn't their funding, it isn't their know-how that's behind the attack that Hamas has led on Israel by the rockets that are coming out of Hezbollah. Do you think the Houthis built those rockets that they're launching? It's Iran, Iran, Iran.
It is Veterans Day, and all across the country, millions paying tribute to those who served. This is SRN News. Most Americans pine for the 1950s.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 55% of adults believe that the country's culture and way of life have changed for the worse since the 50s. White evangelical Protestants feel even more strongly. 77% say the American culture and way of life of the 50s was better. 60% of mainline Protestants agree, as do 57% of Catholics. In fact, Democrats are the only group that generally feels the country is better now. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Austrian government will make an additional payment to Holocaust survivors. Ministry of Finance has concluded negotiations with the Conference for Jewish Material Claims against Germany, announcing it will give more than $13 million to a number of survivors around the world before the end of this year. This is SRN News. An old surgical drug has found a new use.
Ketamine can be used as an alternative to opioids for patients with chronic pain. Ketamine is now being prescribed as a therapy for an array of unapproved uses, including depression and anxiety. However, there is limited evidence that it's effective for arthritis, migraines, and other forms of pain. Some experts worry the U.S. may be repeating the mistakes that gave rise to the opioid crisis by overprescribing an unproven drug with safety and abuse risks. John Scott reporting.
An additional 1.2 million chickens will be slaughtered after bird flu confirmed on an Iowa egg farm. Second major case this week. It comes just days after 900,000 chickens were killed at a Minnesota farm. Ongoing outbreak began last year and has led officials to kill 63 million birds. More details at SRNnews.com.